Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Monday, the 5th of February 2024. Today's topic is, Do Not Be Selfish. Our text today is taken from Proverbs chapter 11 verses 24 through 28. Verse 24. There is that scattereth, and yet increaseth. And there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Verse 26. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him. Verse 28. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. Key verse, Proverbs chapter 11 verse 24. There is that scattereth, and yet increaseth. And there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. To be unselfish involves acting out of concern for the well-being of other people. The world is full of problems because many people only focus attention on their problems. Unselfish behavior is rare in a world where people struggle to give. People who give don't think too hard on the act of giving, they just give. Like any skill, giving can become habitual if we learn to understand its importance and practice the act of giving consistently. A giver will always look for the opportunity to offer value where needed. Sadly, some children still struggle to give their time, money, love, etc., to others unless they are forced to do so. God commands all believers to form the habit of giving. Giving is like sowing. When you sow, you also reap. The law of sowing states that, whatever you sow, you shall reap. Those who are generous with others often see their kindness repaid in some ways, especially in hard times. Those who are greedy or stingy frequently find themselves ignored in time of crisis. Spiritually, God rewards those who recognize Him as the owner of all things and stretch out a helping hand to others. The gift that God requires from sinners is for them to repent from sin and give their lives to Jesus. Have you taken this step of faith? If not, why not now? Prayer for today. Lord, help me to live a life totally consecrated to you, and also help others. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verses 6 through 9. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.